Good evening, Nora. US officials tell CBS News that it's likely Russian cyber actors have already targeted Ukraine's government, military, and critical infrastructure to collect intelligence. It's feared an invasion could be preceded by devastating cyber attacks. The Russian government claims this video shows columns of its military vehicles leaving Crimea. But today's satellite images of Russia's troop buildup on Ukraine's border reportedly show heightened military activity, as well as a new pontoon bridge and a large field hospital. Both in Belarus, to Ukraine's north, where Russia's carrying out a massive military exercise.
There's, you know, what Russia says and there's what Russia does, and we're watching very closely what steps they're taking, but they remain amassed in a threatening way at the border.
There's skepticism from Washington all the way to Ukraine, where thousands gathered today to demonstrate their unity in the face of the Russian threat.
I have my emergency bag in my flat, and I'm ready to defend my country.
It's two different countries, and they must understand that it's two different countries.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky also says he's seen no sign of a Russian pullback. He observed Ukrainian military drills today. If there's an invasion, it will be a David and Goliath battle. Ukraine's military is estimated to have roughly a quarter the manpower of Russia's and less than a tenth of Russia's fighter aircraft.
Do you still think it's possible that Russia will invade?
Please don't have any doubt on that.
Petro Poroshenko is the former president of Ukraine and told us this crisis is just one episode in a new Cold War between the West and Russia.
My two pieces of advice. First, don't trust Putin. Second, don't be afraid of Putin.